This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. An explosion heard close to Gaza City's Al-Shifa Hospital. Now, we have not yet been able to identify the cause of the explosion, but from the video we've seen, we can actually see the explosion, but we hear it, as you just heard, and we see people running near the entrance of the hospital. We're looking into what we can find out. Israel has agreed to put in place a 4-hour daily humanitarian pause in its assault on Hamas in northern Gaza. Hamas is a designated U.S. terrorist group. The White House said Thursday that President Biden has pressed the Israelis for a multi-day stoppage. We get more on that now from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The White House confirmed that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to President Joe Biden's request to institute daily pauses. U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that the Israelis had committed to announcing each 4-hour window at least 3 hours in advance. Kirby added that the pauses could help in the release of over 200 Israeli hostages held by Hamas. Biden had also told reporters that he had asked the Israelis for a pause longer than 3 days during negotiations over the release of some hostages held by Hamas. I'm Karen Chamas.
The 6th edition of the Peace Forum, held by French President Emmanuel Macron, is underway in Paris. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres made the opening address by video.
Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, President Macron, thank you for hosting this conference. We are here to support civilians in Gaza.
Guterres once again calling for a